I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, the head of Pakistan's army gave the go-ahead for his soldiers to return fire on U.S. troops if attacked. The change in rules of engagement comes after Saturday's NATO airstrike that killed 24 uniformed Pakistani soldiers. The attack sparked fury in Pakistan and led the country's leaders to close a critical U.S. supply route to landlocked Afghanistan. Fahad Desmukh reports from the port city of Karachi, Pakistan.
Before 9/11 and the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, cargo transport across the Pakistan-Afghanistan border was minimal. But now, with over 130,000 NATO troops to sustain in landlocked Afghanistan, supplies had to come from somewhere, and the cheapest and fastest route is through Pakistan.
The industry has probably grown from zero to a phenomenal size.
Mohammad Rajpar is the managing director of a major shipping agency based in Karachi.
The way the Western countries sustain their troops is even the water they shower in is imported. Forget the water they drink. And all their food items, all their drink items, all their transport equipment, all their surveillance, electronics, it spawned an entire industry.
At its peak, some 500 trucks carried fuel and goods each day from the port at Karachi to Afghanistan. Today, that number is down to between 200 and 300 as NATO shifted some of that supply to what is known as the Northern Route, going through the Central Asian republics. Even now, though, almost half of NATO's supply still travels through Pakistan. But after last Saturday's attacks on a Pakistani border post, the Pakistani government closed off its border crossings with Afghanistan. Private transporter unions issued statements of support for the government reaction. This is Nawab Sher Afridi, the Secretary General of the Oil Transporters Association. Six of his trucks are involved in the transporting of fuel to Afghanistan, but he says he's always been against NATO's actions there, a contradiction he readily admits.
We're against NATO, I'm telling you plainly. Most of us are originally from Afghanistan, and we're ruining our country. When our livelihood is at stake, then out of necessity, I can only say thank you to the Americans. You have to accept the law that they've imposed, and that is the almighty dollar. In front of the dollar, my faith is nothing.
But now, the truckers say they're glad the government is taking a stand against NATO. And for now, at least, they say they're willing to bear the financial loss. Babujan Chinwari, a driver and owner of a goods supply truck, says the personal gains that they've made over the past 10 years have come at a cost for society.
It's true, we are making more money than we did before. But if you look at it another way, we've also suffered a great deal. We've lost human lives. Homes have been destroyed. There have been drone attacks and terrorist bomb blasts. It's a huge loss.
In fact, in 2005, Babujan's cousin was killed in a bomb attack near the Kandahar airbase in Afghanistan while he was sleeping in the cabin of his oil tanker. While the truckers claim to be in favor of Pakistan's action, the closing of the supply lines is having an impact. Many of the trucks that would normally be on the roads to Afghanistan are sitting idle in Karachi, and shippers have had to rent extra space at the port to store cargo that has nowhere to go for the meanwhile. This isn't the first time that the supply lines have been suspended, and most observers find it hard to believe that Pakistan will keep the supply lines shut permanently this time because of both strategic and economic interests. But shipping company director Mohammad Rajpar says the industry is already starting to think of what comes next, since NATO has announced plans to leave Afghanistan by 2014.
These truck drivers and truck owners are probably amongst the most clever, commercial, versatile businessmen on the planet. They have operated in the roughest of environments, in the most difficult of circumstances, at great personal risk to their life and property. They'll find other avenues of business. And second is, I think they will transfer some of this knowledge to other modes of business.
For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.